The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio, halfway through the broadcast. Good time to tell you about the podcast. Don't miss John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Make it easy, subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Also, you can listen to thousands of radio station podcasts from all over the world. It's a free iHeartRadio app. We got it set up. You can get it at thebigshow.com as well. All right. Save some time for Hanson. 10 minutes, Big Show rolls on. Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio, and it's time.
Get it going.
Terry Hanson on the world of sports. Here's a guy you'd never want to see in shorts.
No way.
He's got scoops on who's got a contract, who's a good dude, and who might be on crack. The show presents Sports Brief.
What do you say?
Rot.
All right, Terrence. Well, last week we mentioned Hank Aaron, anniversary of hitting his 715th home run. It was 9 days ago. I know you're going to fill us in, but first, want to know, man, what was it like for an East St. Louis kid getting to know and hanging around Hammering Hank?
Unbelievable. I'll tell you that in a couple of seconds. Let me get into this, all right?
Right.
It was April 18th, 1974. The Dodgers were playing the Braves in the opener in Atlanta. And a little diversion here. I have a good buddy by the name of Danny O'Neill. I grew up with grade school, high school, and college. He's got a daughter named Sarah, who's my godchild. And when Hank came to bat that night, Danny took Sarah to the TV screen at 2 months old and said, "Now watch, Sarah. Hank's going to hit this now." I'm sitting in Kansas watching, and there's a backstory before I get to it. There was a Braves announcer, who I won't mention, who was sitting there with Ernie Johnson Sr. Whenever Hank would come to bat, he would make Ernie Johnson Sr. move out of the way so he could make the call. And that's I never liked that. But the great news is it was against the Dodgers, so Vin Scully was the voice of record. So in the fourth inning, Al Downing's pitching to Hank. He hit 715 into left center field. And it was unbelievable. He went around the bases. And you look carefully, you'll see at home plate some guy comes running in there with a white trench coat. It's Craig Sager, of all people. After Hank hit the home run, a guy by the name of Bill Akrey, the equipment manager, had to get the ball, the bat, and keep all that stuff. So 5 years later, I'm in Atlanta. My old secretary ended up being a secretary of Hank. So I had full access. So I went in there and I asked him to sign a picture for Sarah, which he did and mailed to her, and she still has. Wow. Now, a piece of trivia here. Stanley Burrell was a bat boy for the Oakland A's. Reggie Jackson said to him, you look like Hank Aaron, man. And you know what his name is now? A.J. Hammer.
Oh, that's Hammer. Hammer time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is awesome. That's some good stuff, man. I love the inside stuff, man, that you've been around, Terrence. So you got some topics you're going to tease us with coming up soon?
I want to talk to you about my experience with Nancy Reagan, not being able to get a security clearance. And then I may well even talk about the fact of the thing about you and I in our lives with a Michael Jordan picture. I think we might want to mention that, not getting into great detail otherwise, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, man. Awesome. Absolutely, Terry. All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate you so much, and something you'd like to hear Hanson pontificate on, shoot us a line at thebigshow.com. Kiss Patty and the grandkids at Hanson. Love you, mean it.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. See you guys.
All right, my man. All right, y'all. Well, let's play some Beat the Blonde. Ready to go. Make our own memories. We need to start keeping score when we hit 7:15. The tater, no.
Okay.
Way too much work. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Come on, we'll get a contestant and play next. Show on the radio, humming through your hump day. Wednesday, April 17th. We got today's feature track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, home of the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. The Little Man in the Jar with Rick Scheidner. Search for keywords, Little Jar. Down to Bitbox at thebigshow.com, I know. Click out on air contest button. You can't get through, we'll call you. Something you like to play, make that happen too. Like our contest, Beat the Blonde. Let's meet a contestant. His name is Mark. He's out of Waycross, Georgia. And he's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Hey, buddy. Welcome in here. Gonna ask Tater some questions. You agree or disagree. Get two right for two wrong, you win.
I'm ready, buddy.
All right, then. Well, let's all go to the seafood counter, Tater, in your grocery store.
Yes?
If you tap on the shell of a clam and it closes tightly, should you buy it?
Well, heck yeah, I would. Ah, I got when my dinner fights back.
I like that. How are you eating that again?
I've been to lunch with her. That is how she
That's right. Tap on the shell of a clam and it closes tightly. Should you buy it?
Heck yeah. I like when it fights back.
Yeah. I'll go same with you. Yes, you should. Mark, do you agree or disagree?
Lord, I'm going to agree with that.
And that was the thing to do. Yeah, that means it is fresh.
Very fresh, right?
You're fighting back, would you? All right, there's one bell for Mark. Here we go. Tater, let's go back to the Middle Ages. During the Middle Ages and for hundreds of years after, what served as the main dietary source of protein for German peasants?
That'd be the slower German peasants?
No.
No, we weren't eating each other. I'll go ahead and give that to you.
Okay. Yes. The main source was bacon.
Bacon out of the ancient German pigs.
Yes.
So, Mark, agree or disagree?
I'm going to have to disagree.
Oh, yes, he was right, bacon. It was bacon.
How do you know it was men?
For hundreds and hundreds of years, bacon was considered like the lowest class meat.
It was low hanging, that's for sure.
All right, well, this.
It ain't no more.
No.
One bell, one buzz, one bell, buzz. All right, here we go. Four to win. I got it. Tate,
yo.
If you want to make your own authentic beef jerky, what do you need to put it in?
My belly.
Authentic beef jerky.
You cook what? That low and slow in a low temp oven.
Low temp oven. Mark, agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree.
And that was a thing to do for the win. Yes, you put it in the sun. Dry it in the sun. Authentic beef jerky. All right. Way to go, Mark. Glad you won, buddy. Big old Law Tigers prize pack head down to Waycross for you.
Buddy, I appreciate it. I'm from Salisbury originally. Can I get a shout out?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
I want to shout out Bill Torrance, Billy Harrison, Rich Shives, and Ricky Wells, my brothers, and my niece Camden that's there in Charlotte with y'all right now. She's in a motorcycle wreck.
Oh, no.
And everything. Lost her kidney and part of her colon and her spleen. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, God, man.
She's getting better. She's actually getting really good. She's strong-willed, strong-hearted and everything, good Christian girl, and she is doing so fine, and I won't think nothing other than she's going to be better.
Absolutely.
All right, Margaret, that is awesome. Yeah, well, you tell what you asked about, okay, buddy?
I'll sure do it, man.
All right, boy. Well, you hang on, man. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Man, I said, want to hear Rubber Biscuit. Listen to Hanson. All right, we'll do it. It's a good one. Hang on. Stop after this report. Good old Hanson song.
Okay, here's a song from 1957 by the Chips. A one, two, a one, two, three. A bow bow, hair, hubba lava lava, shake a la. Ho, mama lava, diddy doody. Ha, chicka lugga lugga, wanna jabba. Hey, mama lava, diddy doody. Bye, shabba, hubba, hubba, chibi chabby. Roo, hacka lugga lugga, wiggy robin. Hair, hubba, shabba, wabba, booty bob. Hair, mama dabba, 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 doo. Now, looba, dubby, dubby, do, wanna dabba. Do that again. Bow bow. Hair, hubba, boo, bow, boo, bow. Zoom, mama, da, baba, dee, bow, zoom, mama, how, baba, chibba, wah. Zoom, mama, da, baba, chibi, chow. Hair, hubba, lava, lava, what about? Hair, chugga, lava, what a jonah, juba. Hair, mama, da, baba, doo, da. Bye, shabba, da, baba, doo, da. Ho, hanga, da, gada, wabi, nama. And the guy says, you're gonna have to point it out, lady. All these Japanese cars look alike to me. Bow bow. Hey, la la ho, ha ba da ba. Do la la la, ba chicka wa. Do la la la, ba la ba da ba. Boom, boom, a chicka chicka wa. Hey, na na, what a zippa zippa. Boom, ma ba da ba da ho ba da. Ho, ha ba da ba ba chicka wa. Ho, cha ba da ba wa dibi. Cho, la ba da ba da ha ba pa. And the guy says, son, if I'd have had another $10, you'd be a Mexican. A bow bow. Hey, right now, mama, hit a jimmy. Boo, mama, 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 diddy wah. Hair, mama, la, mama, chippewa. Boo, rubba, gumma, wama, diddy da. True, hama, la, mama, chippewa. Ray, hama, la, mama, diddy mana. Hey, mana, oh, baba, zippin' up. True, lava, lava, hama, hama. You, ada, 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 zippewa. So I told him, brother, find my keys. And we'll drive out of here. A bow bow. Hair, hama, la, mama, chippewa. Hair, hama, la, mama, chippewa. Boo, mama, la, mama, diddy wah. Hey, mama, la, what do you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit. Bow, bow, ooh, ooh.
Good morning, got a Big Show on the radio. Good news, the sale has been extended.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here with good news and bad news. The bad news is it's tax time again. When Uncle Sam digs his hand so deep into your pocket that he can scratch that itch you haven't been able to reach since you packed on that extra 30 pounds when Dinky Donuts opened next door and you went cruller crazy.
I hate them so much.
The good news? It's the first annual taxation celebration, and it's only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. What's the matter, princess? Did your refund come up short? Has your debt to the government surpassed what you owe on that double-wide trailer? Are you having trouble coming up with enough scratch to finish that tattoo sleeve depicting every nutshot from Jackass? Is that what's troubling you, muffin butt? Well, fear not, friends. Tacky Jackie feels your pain and has insanely slashed prices like Freddy Krueger on a triple espresso with a crack chaser. And these low, low prices will help take the sting out of your government-issued colonoscopy so you can live your passion to go trailer trashing in the very best fashion right here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. What's the status of your unmentionables? Are your threadbare briefs giving you grief? Is your thong gone wrong? Tidy whitey's not all righty? Is it high noon for your pantaloons? Well, you're in luck. Your life will be a lot more fundy with brand new undies, courtesy of world-famous designer Skid Marky Mark. Come make your taint what it ain't. Only at Tacky Jackie's. Are you built blousy? Does the term full figure not do you justice? When you pass a farm, do cows point at you and laugh? Does Rebel Wilson look at you and say,
damn!
Then this sale's for you. Plus size and ultra plus size designer fashions direct from Shamumu of Malibu.
Woo-hoo!
No need to holler. We respect your dollar here at Tacky Jackie's. We've got something for everyone. Tax cheats, deadbeats, kids who wear cleats, bros, hoes, white guys with bros, noodlers, needlers, dummies, rummies, skinny guys with tummies, tweakers, twerkers, responsibility shirkers, vegans, pagans, Mexicans who voted for Reagan, winos, albinos, gynos, guy yeses, dudes in dresses, bellboys, hellboys, swell boys, swell girls, and that one kid who was good looking in high school but somehow now looks like a cross between Eddie Munster and Caitlyn Jenner and pees off his porch while screaming ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. No one is left out of the giant taxation celebration right here at Tacky Jackie's.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, there's more. Special guests, we got them. Feminine hygiene mogul Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be handing out free samples.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Still have tax questions? Renowned Asian Hebrew tax expert Fu Man Ju will be on hand with free advice.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
All you working girls looking for loopholes will be relieved to know we'll have a booth set up just for you, courtesy of H&R Block. Like they say, we've got your back even while you're on it. Where else but Tacky Jackie's? Take Paul Manafort Drive north to Bernie Madoff Parkway. Go 3 miles and pull a U-ey on Leona Helmsley Way. Make a right at Uncle Scam's Government Cheese and Crackers Restaurant. Take the next left on Wesley Snipes Avenue. And when you see the little person dressed as Perkin the Gherkin, the Magic Pickle, give him $10 and he'll point you towards the super secret entrance to the wonderful world of savings you can only find at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
Shazam!
Get an extra 10% off at checkout when you sing our famous jingle. Forget the tax, man. Save and relax, man, at Tacky Jackie's. This is your old pal, Bert Fern, saying, I'll see you there.
Well, you know,
that's the jam.
Morning, folks. John Schneider here. You know, Bo Duke, Dukes of Hazzard, Smallville, Jonathan Kent, the Stern guy. And also, J.R. Collier from my favorite movie of all time, Collier & Company, Hot Pursuit. And you are waking up with John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
Big Show on the radio. And it lies out. Remind y'all, John Boy Miller Late Risers podcast will be available later today of this Big Show broadcast. Available wherever you get your podcast. Make it easy to subscribe to us with the free iHeartRadio app. We got some of the BigShow.com. It's got it set up. Listen right there. Also, you see my wonderful thing. Giveaway number 100. Look at the partially deployed John Boy Miller 20th anniversary t-shirt. We'll give it away on Friday. What to watch from Tatertainment News in minutes as his award-winning Big Show rolls on.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Red Max prize pack. Red Max makes the best trimmers and blowers and commercial zero-turn mowers. Got a 2-year unlimited hour warranty. Kawasaki engines, heavy-duty fabricated deck. Mow like a pro with Red Max. You cannot tear one of them things up, man. I got one at Booger Branch.
And he's trying.
I've seen him.
Not on purpose. Go to thebigshow.com. Click on the Red Max banner, get all the info you need. All right, hang on, play for it in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, is What to Watch. Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
I'll let you know what was watched this weekend. I have the top five at the box office. Right, coming in first place was Civil War. We talked about that, the dystopian era with the journalists.
Right.
It came in. It earned about $25.7 million this weekend, its opening weekend.
Okay, is that very good?
I haven't seen it, but I don't like movies like that.
Yeah, the future.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The future is always bleak.
It is very bleak. Uh-huh. Dystopia-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that word.
Yeah. Godzilla Kong, the new empire, dropped from number one to number two. I always crack myself up with that. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire was third. Kung Fu Panda 4 came in number 4. And rounding out the top 5 was Dune Part 2. The Worm movie is still on the top 5.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
It's got like a cult following, kind of.
I guess.
The Dune stuff.
They've made over $272 million.
Man,
this trip through the box office. Something to it. All right, coming out this Friday, some new movies. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
What?
Okay.
It has Henry Cavill and Cary Elwes, the guy from Princess Bride.
As you wish.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's set in 1939. The British are being pounded by Germany in mainland Europe, and Winston Churchill wants to hit back hard, and his answer, to stop fighting under accepted gentlemanly rules of engagement.
Nice.
And create a group of warriors who become the first deniable secret operative to strike behind enemy lines.
All right.
So, if you people like the battle movies, this is for you. Well. Sasquatch Sunset. It's rated R, by the way. Starring Riley Keough, and I'm saying her name right, but Lisa Marie Presley's daughter is in this, and Jesse Eisenberg. In the misty forests of North America, a family of Sasquatches, possibly the last of their kind, embark on an abundant, epic, hilarious, and ultimately poignant journey over the course of 1 year.
Okay. I wonder if it's the ones like that we always picture when we see them. You know, the ones with... with beautiful hair. Mm.
No, it's the mythical ones.
How about that for an answer? let's see. Streaming. There's a movie streaming on Peacock, Night Swim, the supernatural horror flick. I don't know if you all were.
Oh, yeah, I sound like.
Has Wyatt Russell in it.
Well, it's just like a swimming pool, and you get in the pool. And
well,
everything.
They have a family pool. One night, the daughter goes out to do something to get a toy out of it, and the pools are underwater. So it's a possessed pool.
Okay.
Scary. And Migration comes out, and that's the animated flick about the birds or the ducks who are migrating.
Oh yeah, not real birds and ducks.
I mean.
They're like, what do you call Pixar?
Well, animated.
I don't know what they are these
days. Animated.
Yeah, animated. They're not real. Yeah.
Animated?
Yeah. They really don't have that good of personalities in real life, so go ahead and shoot them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that report.
That's a wrap. That's
wrapping right there, baby. Let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. Here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Toll free line. We got a couple contestants. Play next. Good morning. This is a Big Show on the radio. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, home of the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. The Little Man in a Jar with Rich Heidner. Keywords, little jar. That's not the only little thing in the bitbox. Click that on there contest button when you're there. You want to get through. I mean, you want to follow, you know, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Wordy word. Got to concentrate on the right things, like my partner, Wayne from Vernon, Texas. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, buddy.
I guess we got something in common.
What's that?
Because I got me a nice little ranch here in Texas. And we do a lot of little nursery work, and we got bottle babies, cows, and lambs.
Got you. Well, good way. We need to get to know your place down there in Vernon.
You got a pool?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's meet Tater's partner. Nice. That'd be Gary out of Churchill, Tennessee. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, John Boy, up here in Tennessee, we got stuff in jars and like quart jars.
Yeah. Seen some of those on some shelves.
Yeah. All right. They're pretty good with nipples, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tennessee and Texas. Wayne, that's Gary up there. That's Wayne down in Texas. Got some bottled baby
cows.
Hey,
I love Texas.
I know. Mm-hmm. All right, Dan. Well, let's go.
And I love Tennessee. That's where my dad lives.
Right, well, a lot of love here.
Heck yeah, man. I love you, brother.
Nice.
Good luck. Right back at you, brother.
You guys need a minute?
Let's go ahead and jump in here. All right. So, Gary, you relax. Me and Wayne will go for the first 30 seconds. All right, Wayne, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Start the clock now. Kids play with these. What are they?
Balls. What?
Balls.
The blank story, the big movie with Woody. A little blank.
Dolls.
Just the whole thing. What do kids play with? A new what?
Oh. You know what? That's my bad. That was the 15-second clock from yesterday.
So play it again.
But, you know,
that'll be 30.
Oddly enough, it still seemed like enough time. I was
spinning
over here. Okay, so what are we going to do about that? We got cut
15?
Off halfway.
Play it again.
I guess we're just going to do another 15 seconds before we switch back to the 30.
My bad.
All right, Wayne, I hope you were thinking this time. And
what's happening? What's going on?
I mean, terrible. Clue. So here we go. Here we go. Start that 15-second. Ready? Go. Tonka what? Kids play with these. What is it, Wayne? Tonka blank.
I'm drawing a blank.
Just anything.
Tonka what?
Anything. As a kid, you wanted to get a new what? Mommy, can I have
toy.
A... Yes!
Toy.
Yes!
Man. Game over!
That is definitely won the hard way.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Okay, well, one on the board, so let's see what Gary and Tater can do.
All right.
They're round one.
It's okay, Tater. He'll be mad
at me.
Are
you joking me?
Gary and Tater, ready, go.
This is a side dish at a Mexican restaurant. Blankin' beans. You get blankin' beans.
Ross.
Yes.
Ross.
This is a dog, but in the wild. It's not a wolf, but it's a woo-woo-woo-woo.
Coyote.
Yeah. These used to come with a lot of pictures in them. You would subscribe to one of these. Sports Illustrated is one. Time is one.
Magazine.
Yes. Hey, cats have these. They come out of their toes.
Wow.
Yep. All right, now we get another 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. So you put a good score there. Four on the board. All right. So Wayne, Gary, and Tater, 4-1. All right. All right. So, Gary, you are not too young to remember a magazine.
Oh. No, man. I just turned 60 yesterday.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
All right. Yay.
All right. Wayne and me. I'm trying to revert attention.
Here we go.
Yep.
He's stalling is what he's doing.
Okay. All right, Wayne. Here we go, buddy. Start the clock now. A king sits on his
throne.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Rhymes with it. You fly on planes with no pilot.
Say it again.
Rhymes with that. It's a plane with no pilot. They have them these days.
A balloon.
No. It's a plane, but no pilot. It rhymes with the king sitting on his throne. I'm going to say it. Yeah.
Drone.
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is a noise a woman will make when she's having
squeal.
Fun.
Just because I looked at you, you started laughing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That expression you gave me.
And what you hear and what he hears doesn't necessarily have to be the same.
Well, Gary and Tater have already won this thing. Yes, after one round, 4-3. So.
That was enjoyable.
Careful.
But Wayne owes me some bottle-fed cows for putting me through that.
Wow.
Wayne, we appreciate you playing, buddy, man. Let's find out.
I'm going to try again.
Wayne's address down there in Vernon. Let me talk to him. All right, Wayne, you have a great rest of your day, buddy.
Thanks
and Gary, your prize pack heading over to Church Hill. Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Bit request time. Jim Rockwell from Franklin, Tennessee says, "How about some lipless Prish ate it?" You got it, Jim. Coming up. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Your request could be heard by this time. Hit us a line at thebigshow.com on our Facebook page, John Boy and Billy at Facebook. Jim Rockwell, Franklin, Tennessee. It's this morning's request, Jim.
Hey, Donald. Hey, Billy. Hey, everybody. Oh, Huddy Littler's here right there with you this morning. Hey, I come in here and try a little comedy again. Oh, you heard that little again.
What?
Hey, John Boy. Hey, Billy.
ain't you learning how to figure out what the hell I'm talking about? Yeah,
no.
Don't touch when I talk. Well, why don't you just take the letter so it's going to hurt to the word if you don't understand? Figure it out.
But the letter. But
hey, Rock, you all kind of doing. What?
I can't.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, fine.
So what I want to do now, I just had a tragedy in my life. My girlfriend left me, and she was lying. She's a lying, and she left me, so I want to do some lying jokes.
So now you had
tragedy.
A girlfriend.
His girlfriend left.
Girlfriend left. And she was blind.
So I want to do some lawn jokes.
Okay.
Oh, lashing out at the lawn.
You're right. You're getting on the lines.
How can you tell if a lawn did your landscaping?
How can you tell
when a blonde did your landscaping?
The bushes are a lot darker than the rest of the yard.
There's a lot there going on, and a lot dirtier, too. You can tell it takes so long because you're so dumb. I am lashing out at the lawn. What's the waiting call of the lawn?
The mating call
of the blind. Oh, I've heard that.
Ooh, I'm
so drunk. Yeah.
Hey, I want to wait.
That's just what is good.
You've been around long forever. What is the waiting call of the ugly blonde?
The mating call of the ugly blonde.
The ugly blonde.
I said, I'm so drunk.
You're so good. That's really what I had. I had, John Boy, I want to wait.
Might help.
I'm not sure about that one myself.
I don't know. What is he talking about?
Why did the lawn stare at frozen orange juice can for 2 hours?
Why did the lawn stare at the frozen orange juice can for two hours? Concentrate.
I had called. She didn't have a can opener.
Yeah, that just wasn't as good.
Why did the lawn climb up to the roof of the bar?
The blonde climbed up to the roof of the bar. She heard the drinks were on the house.
It was an ugly lawn trying to get away from John Hall. That's what we call a call whack.
A callback.
Here you go. What's the difference between a lawn and a shopping cart?
The difference between a blonde and a shopping cart. The shopping cart sometimes has a mind of its own.
I had Lotto and Wobble when you hush them down the aisle.
What?
Don John, I ain't going to say that on this air. Well, thank you all for letting me know. I don't know if his lawn stuff's working at all. I'll keep working on it. As long as you open that door, I'll keep coming back in here.
I have no idea what you're saying, Lipless. I'm trying.
I'm not really sure either.
You don't know either.
It's finished, though.
It's finished.
I won't let it hit me in the what on the way out.
Okay, good.
All right.
On the radio for a few more minutes with the broadcast. We'll make way for the podcast. Today's featured track in the Big Show Bit Box. Find it searching for keywords Little Jar. It is.
A local woman in Greenville County was cleaning up around the Washington Heights area, found what authorities believe was a severed human wee-wee. Here's another Bobbitt thing. I was afraid of this. When the Bobbitt thing happened and all the press,
it was going to become a fad.
Yeah.
Became a fad. Like the hula hoop.
Yeah. She flies like a severed, you know, wee-wee in a peanut butter jar.
Oh, this sounds like an industrial accident. Yeah. There's some worker who's so numbed out in the assembly line, he doesn't even realize he lost it.
That reminds me of the joke, going to work. The joke about the pickle slicer. Yeah, they fired both of us.
Yeah, jar of peanut butter like that, you don't eat all at one time.
Was it Peter Pan?
Lieutenant Sam Simmons, spokesman for the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, said,
we yuck!
I ain't touching it. Get the boys from the lab.
Yeah.
Now, how many of you have handled this? You're going to make it very tough for me and the boys at the lab.
Get fingerprints, you mean?
Let's get the chalk outline guy. This should be good. Yeah. Hang around.
Somebody called Dick Tracy.
He said, we don't have any theories about it right now.
I got some theories.
The woman found the suspected organ while cleaning.
The suspected organ?
Yes. She was working, noticed something. She knows a quart-sized jar, kind of half-buried.
Quart-sized jar? Well, yeah. That's a very unhappy man. With me, it's hard to notice. Could be a thimble. There's a man that took a quart-sized jar. This guy's supremely unhappy.
She noticed something suspicious in it.
I guess so.
It's not what you expect to find in a quart-sized jar.
I've heard of chunky maybe. Style, but this is ridiculous. Honey, look at this.
Anyway, they took the suspected organ to Greenville Memorial Hospital. It was examined by a pathologist who said that's what it appeared to be.
The thing is, under North Carolina statutes, you know, they advertise in the paper for a month, and if there's nobody that comes to claim it, she gets to keep it. And that's the good part of that.
It's like that episode of Andy Griffith. Why does everything remind me of Andy Griffith?
I don't know. Because you're in the shows. We all do.
All right. Well, when? All right. 3 o'clock. 1 week from today.
Well, that's right.
But you got to put an ad in the paper.
There'll be a lot of guys coming to claim it, though. Yeah.
Pathologist was not able to estimate when or how long it had been in the jar. A piece of paper, which was secured on the object with a rubber band.
Suicide note. It left the guy. See, that shows you that it does think. It said, I can't stand this guy. This guy's choice of women sucks. I'm out of here. And it killed itself at the peanut butter crunching machine line with a suicide note wrapped around it.
So it can't think.
It can't think. It says, this guy's choice of women is killing me. I'm leaving. I'm dying. I'm done.
What did the note say?
Well, it had some type of illegible writing on it.
Well, I guess it would be a little hard to...
It's very hard for it to write. It can think okay. But as we all know, it just can't help you write. It can type about 15 words a minute. A well-trained one. But the handwriting's terrible.
Yeah, well.
Can't grip the pen. No thumb. No opposing digit. Everybody's imagining trying to write now. There's some guy there going, oh, mine can write real well.
Yeah.
In the snow doesn't count. That's as far as we can take. In the snow doesn't count.
The bad news is, it's Hillary's handwriting.
But you know, we've linked them up. These are Lego jokes. We just keep putting one on top of the other.
The sheriff's office has not received any calls relating to the find, and the organ is in storage.
It's what's in a police station refrigerator? Every time a guy opens the fridge, hey, chief, can you get that thing out of there? I keep my lunch in there.
No, it's down at the morgue. They have this little tiny drawer they pull out.
A little drawer. There's a little drawer at the morgue. You know, I told them when they built this morgue, this would come in someday, be handy. I told them it would happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
Bedbox is here. All your favorites from 4 decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the Bedbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catching up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Bye, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.